Okay, so let me give you guys a bit of a backstory. I recorded an episode a few minutes ago. Actually, I didn't finish recording, but as I was about to record the episode, my laptop was already kind of low, but I was too scared to like plug it in because I was like, I have too many things plugged in. I have my mic, I have my headphones, and I didn't want to plug in something that's connected to power. So I was like, you know what, I'm just leave it. I'll plug it in if it's about to die, like completely. As I was recording the episode, like 40 something minutes in, laptop just fucking died. So I don't want to record that episode again because I don't like repeating myself. So I'm recording this instead. So let me tell you the backstory of this episode. So this was originally the episode. It's a series. It's a three-way series. Three episodes in this series, right after each other. I recorded this episode in December. Like the whole series, all three, not on the same day, but like around the same time. And I was about to edit it and upload it, and I just didn't want to, right? So I was like, you know, I'm going to push it to next season. We'll have it for next season. Cool. I'll just replace the episodes with other topics. All cool. But I was like, why am I stalling? Like, why am I stalling? I feel like this is something that it's kind of deep, but then when you're listening to it, it's not that deep, honestly. But I just feel like for the fact that I don't talk about it, that's why it's like kind of deep. But I'm going to face my fucking fears because it's a normal thing that happens. And I feel like because I've already recorded the episode before, all the like shakiness and all the everything has kind of like left my body the first time I recorded the episode. I really wish you guys would have listened to that one though, because it was a bit, it was rough, honestly. It was very hard to record. Not even this episode, like the next one. So it's a three-way series, three episodes. First one is intuition, second one is grief. The third one, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, so I'm not going to tell you until you listen to the episode. But I just feel like it was a bit shaky, like the grief episode, right? But now I'm like kind of fine with talking about it. But in this episode, we are talking about intuition. As a podcast host, big shout out to my podcast brain for making this a series. You would know why it makes sense that it's a series at the end of the episode. But in this episode, we are talking about intuition. So basically, I remember a while back, I made an episode that I know I mentioned that I was going to talk about intuition soon. And then I was like, how do I talk about intuitions? Then I thought, and I was like, wait. I got a story for you, motherfuckers. I have a story for all you bitches. So, yeah, that's basically that. We're talking about intuition in this episode. I think that intuitions are very, very powerful, I would say. And when I was younger, I don't think I really struggled with like general anxiety. So it was very easy for me to know the difference between my intuition and just me being, you know, anxious. I mean, I was anxious, but like not to this extent that I am now. And I was dealing more with like social anxiety. So like general, like do you get, wasn't that deep for me then. But I think for now it's kind of more difficult to tell which one is anxiety and which one is intuition. And it's hard for me to know whether to trust those instincts because it could just be me being worrisome and all of that. But I have three stories I'm going to tell you guys about intuition, and I think that we should always listen to our intuition just to be on the safe side. It may not be the best news, but it's still something that we should listen to. I would say first two stories, kind of chill. Third story, kind of deep. Brace yourself. It's not that deep, I promise you. It's kind of deep. I don't know. You'd see when you listen to the story. First story that I have for you guys is back when I was in, I think I was in like year 10. Yeah, I was in SS1. I was in grade 10. I was in sophomore year, whatever term you like to use. And so basically, at that time, I I wasn't really in the best headspace, I would be honest with you, bitches. Yeah, I didn't really care about anything. And I always used to go on walks. So I would walk everywhere. If it was between 35 minutes or an hour, like just that time frame, like I can walk for an hour, that's fine. So I just like to walk everywhere. And so I was walking one day and I was walking on like an express, but like not an express. Like where I live, there's an express and there's like the main road express. I have never walked on the main road express, but like the smaller express, I used to walk on it all the time and that's fine. So I was walking on that express one day. So there's like two different sides of the road and there's something in the middle. Like there's a thingy in the middle. I don't know how to explain it, but you know what I'm talking about. So basically, I didn't want to walk on either side because some cars were like parked like at the sides of the road and I just didn't want a situation where I would see a parked car and I have to like come out to the roadside and then walk back. Like you get. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk in the middle. Nobody comes to the middle. The middle is the middle for a reason. It separates the road. So nobody should be driving there, right? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk in the middle. So I was just walking, enjoying myself, you know, slaying, kind of depressed. I wasn't even listening to music. I didn't even know what was happening around me. That's like so unsafe. Please don't do that. But yeah, I was just listening to my music, having a good time, having a blast. Life was going well. My phone keeps vibrating and I don't like that. And like, I don't know how to turn off my vibrating thingy. So then I just move the phone away, like very, very far away. Move. Yeah, so basically I was walking on the middle part of the road. If you guys are not understanding what I'm saying, I will gladly post a picture of the road for you guys to know what the middle part is. But I believe you guys should know. So I was just walking on top of the middle thing in the road. And I didn't really care about life. I didn't even care if anybody would hit me. Just don't injure me. So basically, I was just walking, enjoying my life, listening to my music. And then something was just like, can you just move to the other side of the road? And I was like, no, I'm not going to move to the other side of the road. Yeah, I'm going to just be walking. And then something in my chest was just like, babe, just move out of this middle place. But Luki, I was like, why should I move out of this middle place? Like, nobody's going to come here. Like, is somebody going to come and grab me? It was broad daylight. It was like maybe 4 or 5 p.m. Like, it's not really that broad daylight, but like still sun was shining. Nobody's going to kidnap me. So basically, I was just walking. And then something was just like, no, just move out of the way. So I moved out of the middle place and I moved to like the end of the road, like where I was supposed to be walking, actually. And within like a minute, a car, I don't know how this person was driving, probably alcohol or just lost control of the vehicle. Anything could have happened. But this person crashed into the middle thingy. Like, I'm telling you that this car crashed. Like, crashed. If I was there, I don't even want to imagine what would have happened. Thank God I wasn't there. Thank God I was not there. Even if at that time I was just like, I don't really care. But I'm very grateful that I was not there because that would have been so bad. Because first of all, I'm somebody that would just open my gates and start walking out. I wouldn't even tell anybody that I'm going out. That would have been so bad if anything were to happen. Thank God nothing happened. I'm very grateful. I really, really, really am grateful. And this car just crashed into the place where I was, like the place I just left. That was where that car crashed into. It was so bad. And see, I'm Nigerian, like very, very Nigerian, but so one thing about me is I mind my business. I don't want to see blood. I know that many people are there. So like, when it comes to like ambulance and everything, somebody else will handle it. Bystander effect, kind of. But like, it was very obvious that many people were handling, because like, before I could even like blink, many people have already like gone there to see what happened. I just had to leave. Like, I'm very uncomfortable by anything death, everything blood, like all of that. I'm just like, nah, that's not, I can't. Like, I actually can't. So I was just walking. I was just like, at that time, I wasn't even like, anything would have happened, you know? Like, I wasn't even like, God, thank you. Look, I was just like, I will even increase my volume and I was just walking home. But my own was just like, I don't want to see anything dead. That's just my own thing. But at that time, I wasn't even like so grateful, which is very bitchy of me. I'm like very grateful now. But then that's just intuition. Like, if even if it's something so stupid, like just move out of the way, babes. move out of the way. Because tell me why, of all days, of all places to crash into, is my middle place that I was walking on. And it was like the spot I left that the car crashed into. And it was like very terrible. Like really, really, really bad. Like terrible. Trust me on that. So when you have a gut feeling, listen to it. Open your ear. Listen to it. Even if it's something so stupid like, don't use this pen that you're writing with. Don't use that pen. Like, it's not anything spiritual. It's not anything like, oh, you know, the spirit of this is summoning. Nah, babes, just listen to it. That, like, saved my ass. For real. For real. Because trust me, if anything would have happened to me, nobody in my house is going to be allowed to go on any walk again. But luckily, I'm here to tell the story. No scratch. Period. We thank God, for real. For real. Then I was not even caring. I don't even think I even thought about it that much after then. I mean, I kind of did. I was like, ah, that would have been me. I think I even told my brother. And let me tell you why I even went to go and buy. I went to go and buy suya. Like, just imagine if anything would have happened to me because I went to buy suya. Suya. That's deeper. That's actually very deep. Imagine. Ah, no. Can't be me. Cannot be me. But yeah, that's one story. Next story that I have for you bitches is... this one was when I was like 6. Wait, was I 6 or 7 or 8? I know that they were bathing my brother. Do they bathe people when they're 8? I don't think so. So let's believe I was like 6. So basically, I was a very, very quiet child. I've said that like 10 times. Feel bad for me, please. I was just quiet. I didn't really have a problem with anything. Just living my life very peacefully. And so my nanny was bathing my brother in my bathroom, right? And she has already put the soap and everything and she's bathing this boy. And I came all the way from downstairs and I was like, please leave my bathroom. I was very young, so I don't really remember why I even came there because I knew I did not want to have my bath. I just wanted them to leave my bathroom. I don't know why though. And I can't tell because I was young. I don't even remember anything. But like, I remember the story very like clearly. So basically, I was telling my nanny to leave the bathroom, like just go and bathe this boy somewhere else. And she was like, I've already started like bathing this boy, like what's the point, let's just finish. And I was like, leave my bathroom. Like, I was so deep about it. I was like, leave my bathroom. And I'm somebody that's very quiet, so when people are quiet and they're telling you to do something over and over again, you have to do it because you're like, what's the tea, what's going on. Some people like to test people that are quiet. I like to make them, you know, become angry. That's like a story for another day. But like, she was just like, oh, it's fine. So she carried my brother and she took him out of the bathtub and then she left the bathroom. She closed the door. Right when this woman closed the door, she didn't even bang the door, nothing. The light bulb exploded. Like, okay, no. You know, like when there's a light bulb, there's like the actual bulb and there's something like a glass something that like covers the bulb for like a very simple light bulb. I don't know if there's like any other one. So the bulb itself exploded and that like made the glass thingy outside to fall into the bathroom. And like the bathtub was like directly under the light. So it like crashed into the bathtub and then like the glass was like everywhere in the bathroom. And the bathroom wasn't that big, so like it would have like gotten everywhere. Like, right when they left the bathroom. Now, why did I even want them to leave the bathroom? I have no idea. Because once they left, I went all my life. I didn't even go and have my bath there. But if they didn't, it would have been so bad. Not even just for my brother, but also for my nanny. I mean, it would have been worse on my brother because he was the smallest one there. But, like, it was very fucking bad, for real. The way the bulb fell and crashed. It was very deep. But I don't think that was more intuition. I think that was more just me being a fucking superhero. Yeah, it's currently 2 a.m., but let me get my phone and just text my brother and be like, do you remember when I saved your life? Let's even see if he remembers though. Was it that impactful? Did I really like save his life that much? Let me ask him. I mean, I don't know if he's going to reply because it's 2 a.m., but let's see. I'm like, do you remember when I saved your life? And I saved you from the light bulb falling on your head. You owe me one. I pray he's online though. It'd be so funny if he actually replies to it while I'm still recording so I can see if my story was very accurate. Okay, texted. Before I tell the last story to you guys, let me also like mention something that's not really intuition, but whenever you get like a feeling to text somebody, like if it's just in your head, like, oh, just text this person, I think you should. Like, I'm somebody who pens, no shame in the game. I pen people, yes. It's not really intentional. I just don't want to open text sometimes, and that's like allowed. It's my phone. Yep, it's my phone. Shocker, it's my phone. But like, even when somebody's pending you and you just get this feeling to text them. Like, don't you think it's better for you to like get a gut feeling and then nothing actually happens and then you move on with your life than for you to get it, you don't do anything and then something bad happens? You know, so like, if you get the feeling to text somebody, just put pride aside, send a hi. If they pen that one too, oh well, at least you did your own part of the thing. And you, I don't know, but like, when, you know, somebody is in your mind, like, check up on them, text them, all of that, just text. Even sometimes, like, when somebody's pending me, oh my goodness, my brother texted back. He was like, well, more like, I had my bath, and when I came out, the bulb fell. But what do you need? I was like, nothing. I just wanted to remind you. Okay. So yeah, what I was saying about texting is that even sometimes when people pen me, like people that penned occasionally. Yes, I get penned. No shame in the game. People penned me like crazy. Actually, people air me more than they pen me. And I think it's so sad, especially on Snap, because like you can see the open there. And it's just so painful. I think it's even more painful than being penned, if that's even English. But yeah, even people that pen me occasionally, like sometimes I just get this feeling that this pending is different from the usual. This pending is like something bad is happening, you know? And I just like get the feeling to like call or like even text again. And most of the time, I'm actually very correct. Like for some odd reason, it just feels different. And that's not really intuition. It's just like, I don't know if it's intuition or like gut feeling. I don't know. I don't know what that one is. But like when you get the feeling to check up on somebody, to text somebody, if you can, by you can, meaning they haven't blocked you, then you should, because it's there for a reason, kind of. And yeah, that's all I have to say for that one. It's not that deep though. Pending people, not pending people. I mean, if it's very urgent, just call me. And I don't even like calls. If I'm telling you to call me, it just means that I like don't even have the mental capacity to open text. Like sometimes it's just very difficult. And before, I used to be like a non-pender. Like you text me, I open it in 5 seconds and like everything's fine. But it's just so difficult. And the thing is, I actually really hate having messages, like not people texting me. Like I don't like having like a high number of messages that I haven't like opened, because that's like kind of rude. Like why am I on my phone? Because I'm on my phone 24/7, so like it's just kind of annoying to have like many messages. But it's just so hard sometimes. So like if it's very urgent, call me. The thing is, I sometimes think that people would call me for only good reasons. Because whenever somebody calls me, I just look at my phone and I'm like, you have the audacity to call me, so it has to be urgent. Like, that's just what I think. Like, the fact that you had the audacity to call me, it has to be urgent. And so I pick up the call. And it's most times urgent. Most times. But we're moving to the last story to wrap up this episode, to make the series make sense, all of that. Let me give you a backstory. So basically, my mom was sick for like, I think like 2 months or like 3 months. And she decided to go to the hospital. Okay, she had been going for checkups before, right? But like this time she was like, okay, she needs to go. Like it's really bad. So my mom's sister and her, yeah, I think somebody else, I can't remember. But they went to the hospital together, right? And I was like, ugh. Hospital, you know. But then again, I didn't really go to the hospital, so I didn't really know anything that happened there. So yeah, she went to the hospital, and then the next day, she called us, right? She was like, so I was talking to her, and I was like, okay, what's good? What's popping? When are you coming back home? Can you, like, come back? The fuck? Why did you leave me in this house for one day? So basically, she was like, oh, she's actually, like, she said she was getting better. I think she did. And then she was like, oh, she's coming back the next day. And I was like, slay. She's coming back tomorrow. And I was so happy. And I was like, okay, fine. I was like, okay, everything's good. Slay. And so basically, the next day, let me tell you what happened the next day. So the next day, I came out of my room and there were people all over my fucking house. And my house, we didn't really get guests that much. Like, we did not get guests that much. Maybe once in a while, but not that much, you know? And there were many people. Even my grandma was there, like my dad's mom. And I was like, what the fuck are these many people doing in my house? I didn't say what the fuck. I was 10. I was young. I didn't really know what fuck was. Good times, because now I abuse the word. But yeah, so people were just all over the house, right? And then, let me tell you, my chest just, like, fucking sank. And I was so, like, I wasn't worried. Like, I didn't attach what I was feeling to anything. Like, my head wasn't even like, oh, has something bad happened? Like, no, I didn't think about anything. But I just had a very, very bad feeling. Like, no explanation, just a very bad feeling, right? And I was just, like, very confused. But I didn't want to say anything, right? So, let me tell you something that happened before. So, the day before, so my mom's friend came over. She comes over all the time, very cool, very casual. So, she came over, and she was talking to my nanny in the kitchen. And you know me, quiet child, I was just observing. Like, I wasn't trying to hear what they were saying, but I was just observing, because I always observe. Like, ever since I was a child, I was always observing everything. So I noticed that my mom's friend, my auntie, she told my nanny something that made my nanny have a very shocked reaction, right? So, like, my nanny fell to the ground-ish, not like she fainted or anything, but she was just like, she gets like shock reaction. And then my auntie was like, can you like pull yourself together and everything? And so when I saw that, what I thought in my head was like, why is my auntie being rude or mean to my nanny, right? Because I had a very good relationship with my nannies growing up. I didn't like any form of treating them badly. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, but just imagine. I was just like, what the hell is happening? Like, why is she being rude? And let me tell you, I started like beefing my auntie from there. I was like, why is she being rude to my nanny? I didn't even know what happened. Nothing. I didn't even care to know what happened, actually. I was just like, she's being rude to my nanny. Fuck her. Not really. But then I was just like beefing her and I was so angry. And so yeah, that happened. Move on with life. The next day, people were in my house, I was just like, this is weird. I didn't see anything. So I went downstairs and then my auntie that took my mom to the hospital was there, right? And I was like, oh, just a very innocent question. I was just like, if everybody's here, like everybody's here, right? Like everybody is here. Who's with my mommy? And she panicked so much that in my head, I was like, I still did not want to attach it to anything. But I was like, And she panicked, like, in a way, like, did somebody tell you anything? And I was like, no. And then she was like, oh, she's fine, right? So I was like, you panicked. You know, I said I used to observe people. So I was like, you panicked? Something's fishy. So we went with my driver, me and I think my sister and my brother. We went with my driver to get more drinks because, like, many people in my house, all of that. And I was also very close to my driver. So I was like, I'm trying to get the tea. Like, why are there many people in this house? And so I was asking him and I was like, why are there many people in this house? And he told me that my dad got a like business deal or like promotion type of thing. I don't even remember what exactly he said, but I knew it was something relating to business. And in my head, I was like, my daddy is a real estate manager. Like, who's promoting him? Is he promoting himself? I was kind of confused. But I was like, makes sense though. Like, my grandma is there. Like, my, you know, dad's mom is there. You know, where money is, many people will gather and everything. So I was like, kind of makes sense. Then I was like, okay, what about mommy's share? Like, where is mommy to celebrate with him? And then he didn't even flinch. He was like, oh no, mommy's share is big. Like, mommy's share is big. And then because he didn't flinch, because he didn't like have any weird reaction, that's when I was like, okay, everything's cool, everything's good, everything slay. I was like, slay. And then we got home from buying the drinks, and then suddenly my daddy's like, oh, we need to have a family meeting. In my head, I was like, family what? I didn't even think, oh, family meeting to share the money he got from the business deal. I just was like, family what? Like, my family is not a family meeting kind of family, right? So I was like, in my head, I was like, all over. It's all over. I was like, it's all over. It's all over. Something bad has happened. It's all over. And then when I go into the room for the family meeting, and then I saw that the people that were having the family meeting were my mommy's side of the family and my daddy, concluded everything in my head just said, very, very bad. Very bad thing has happened. And yes, the bad thing happened. I feel like the first thing he said just proved to me that, like, okay, something bad happened. You know, like, just the way everything was just putting together. I was just like, oh, shit. Yeah, the bad thing happened. And that just, like, connected all the dots. The first thing that I thought about when I heard was the fact that what my auntie told my nanny was what happened, and that's why my nanny reacted that way. And then I thought, when I asked my mommy's sister, like, who's with her in the hospital, the way she reacted just kind of confirmed. When I heard the news, I was like, oh, that's why she reacted that way. And then my driver, that was very calm and collected, that's where I had a problem with. And the thing is, when I heard the news, I didn't even think, like, I didn't even process anything. All I could think about was the fact that everybody that I asked lied to me, right? So I was just like, so you people can lie, right? You guys can lie. That's all I could think about. I was like, you guys can lie. Nice. Nice. Very nice of you. Cool. I don't blame them, though, because it's not their news to tell me. But still, I was like, lies. Liars. So yeah, that was how my intuition kind of just knew from the beginning, actually. And the funny thing is, I had no reaction. You would think it would just be like, oh my God. And then I start bawling. Many people react that way. Cool. Good for them. But I had zero reaction. Like, zero. For many years. And the funny thing is, because I didn't react, many people thought I knew. Also, because I wasn't going to school at that time. So my sister and my brother were going to school. I was the only one not going to school. So everybody assumed or attached my no reaction to the fact that I already knew. And then I actually did not know. Even if I kind of already, like, I don't know, I kind of panicked before. So I kind of, like, had small reaction. And then when it actually was confirmed, like, no reaction. And many people thought I knew, but I didn't know. They thought I was lying, though, which is cool. But yeah, I actually did not react until, like, 2 or 3 years later. And the funny thing is, my body reacted, but it wasn't because, okay, my body reacted because it happened, but not because I accepted it happened. Like, I was still very fucking delusional, in denial. I was like, it's not real. It's not true. And my body reacted, meaning that I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, all of that thing. But I didn't even accept it. So I was like, baby, why are you reacting for something that I haven't even accepted? It was after, like, a long time that I actually accepted it. Like, after, like, 2 or 3 years. That's when I was like, okay, so that happened. Yikes. But we're going to get into that in my grief episode, which I'm going to record. I don't know when. Probably next week. I'm tired. I want to sleep. But let me tell you something that kind of shifted my mind away from the whole thing that was happening. So around that time, I was in primary six, right? Yeah. Many people don't do primary six. Like, what's up with you bitches? Are you trying to act like you know everything? Running to, you know, high school. What's going on? But yeah, so many people did not do primary six. And so they had to merge my primary six class with the primary five because we're so few. And it just did not make sense. I think we're like three in primary six because everybody just left to go to, what they call this thing, high school. And I was just there, like, wow. And I was young. That was the thing. I was young, even if I did primary six. Like, even when I still got into high school, I was still, like, a year below other people. So, like, I don't know. Should I have done primary seven? I don't know. Maybe I just, like, started school too early. But that's fine. I'm very happy about that. So let me tell you what happened that was just in my head that didn't really allow me think of the bad things that were to happen, right? So around that time, there was this boy that liked me, right? I knew he liked me. He knew he liked me. He kind of made it too obvious. And then one day, this boy tried to kiss me. I was in primary six. How old was I? 10? 9? I don't know. 9, probably. So I was just like, ugh. Like, I wasn't all this boy crazy babies, you know. I wasn't a boy crazy human being. I was just kind of like, I couldn't give less of a fuck. And so in my head, I was like, ew, I didn't want you to kiss me. Like, I don't want us to do like grown up shit. Like, ew, like, no. And then I was like, okay, you can kiss me on the cheek. And this boy kissed me on the cheek. You hear that? Cheek. Cheek. Not lip. Not a peck. Cheek. Is that a peck? I don't know. But he kissed me on the cheek. Moral of the story, right? And I was like, like, I was panicking. I was like, what the fuck did I just do? And the funny thing is, my mommy was not one of those people that would tell you, oh, like, if a boy touches you, you're going to get pregnant. So, like, I wasn't even, like, scared of anything. I was just like, oh my god, I'm doing, like, grown-up shit. Like, what the fuck? I wasn't like, what the fuck? But you get the point. I remember when I said I was going to stop cussing. Wow. That didn't go well. But what was I saying again? Yes. So, basically, this boy kissed me on the cheek. And I was already like, what the fuck? What the fuck? But then it was around the time when my mom was sick, right? So I was like, you know what? Let me just let this woman heal. And then I'll tell her. And I wasn't even like scared to tell her anything. I was just like, ugh, I'm doing like grown up shit. But like, I actually really wanted to tell her. Like, so fucking badly. I was like, I need to tell her. So basically, she was sick. So I was like, you know, I'm going to leave this woman to heal. And then the day she called me, I was like, oh, I'm coming home the next day. I was so happy. And the only thing I could think about was telling her about the kiss. I held the story for like a month. I like held that shit for a month. And I was like, okay, when she comes back, I'm going to tell her everything. And I was so happy. And then that was like kind of what was in my mind. So I couldn't even think about anything bad happening. Because first of all, I hadn't experienced death ever. Like, nobody around me had passed. So, like, I just wasn't even thinking about that. I knew it happened. I knew death happened, yes. But, like, I was just like, doesn't happen to me. Kind of jinxed that shit. But let me also tell you what happened with the kiss. So, after this boy kissed me on the cheek. The next day, you guys are going to scream. The next day, this boy brought a whole file full of letters he wrote about the kiss. This boy kissed me on the cheek. The funny thing is, I didn't even want anyone to know, right? So I was just like, let's just keep it on the low key. Because I didn't like the boy. I would swear I did not like this boy, but he liked me. And like, my brain used to twitch. And like, if somebody likes me, I'm just like, oh, well, he likes me. So let me just like, ugh, you know? But I didn't like him. He was short. That's not why I didn't like him, but he was short. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep it on the low key, keep it on the low key, keep it on the low key. And this boy brought one stupid file professing his love for me. Then I was very upset. I was like, why are you being so fucking dramatic for like no reason? I was upset. I was like, what the actual hell? But now I'm like, okay, that was kind of cute. But then he brought this stupid file. And so I was trying to like hide it, but then all his friends were there, and then they like read one page. Like, it was like 10 pages in the file, and then they like brought out one, and that one file just happened to be the one that was like, oh, the moment I kissed you, did all of that jazz. And I was just like, what the actual fuck is wrong with this boy? And then all his friends were like, oh my god, they went from like being like, oh my god, to being like, oh, that's like so bad. Lucky they were all like doing worse. So I don't know why they were judging me, but yeah, they were judging. And let me tell you, so the boy was the principal's son. And the principal was not just the principal. Guess what else the principal was? The principal was a fucking pastor. Yeah, yeah. So now, not only did everybody think I was like this fucking slut for kissing somebody on the cheek. No, he kissed me on the cheek, but they were like, oh, like, that's not, like, a good thing for you to do. Like, you know, your mom's, like, a pastor, all of that. Those fucking bitches, they were doing worse. All lying. So, fuck them. Yeah. But then they were like, it's not something that you're supposed to be doing. Like, your mom is like a pastor, all of that. And I was like, oh my gosh, shut up. So it made me look like one girl that was trying to make the pastor's kid turn into a one bad thing. And I was like, ugh, shut up. So I was just pissed. Like, literally that day, I was just like, what the actual fuck is wrong with men? Like, that was like when my eyes opened. I was like, they're fucking crazy. Just one small kiss on the cheek. Even me, that was even panicking, like, oh, this is some adult shit. Like, I knew it wasn't that deep. I was just like panicking because I wanted to panic. Yeah. But like, it was just like, ugh, what the fuck? A file, you guys, a file. Like, hey, God. That day, you would have just seen my face. I was like, God, why? Like, why? Not everyone thought I was like this bad girl, but it was fine. I actually left school. Not because of that reason, though. Like, I left school after, like, a month. Because I was like, there's no point of me doing this primary sex. So, you know, I'm just be at home. So, I was at home with my mommy. So, yeah, that was that. But that was the only thing on my mind. Me telling her about my kiss. Which I sadly did not get to tell her about. But that is definitely least of my problems now. Trust me when I say that. But yeah, that's pretty much all. That's the story. The reason I actually wanted to talk about this on the pod is because this is linked to so many issues I have in my life. Yeah, that sounds very deep, but I'm low-key giggling as I'm saying that. But yeah, it's linked to so many issues I have in my life. And the only reason I'm actually bringing this to the pod is because, one, this is something that's very normal, happens to many people. We are growing, and as we are growing, our parents are also getting older. So it's something that happens to people. And also, it just helps us know each other better, you know? Like, we got that connection now. Like, you basically know many things. Like, you know why I have so many issues in my life. And also, I want to put this disclaimer there to anybody that is going to come to my DMs and be like, I'm so sorry that happened to you. See, good intention, but I don't want it. This is one of the reasons why I do not tell people about this. This is something that people in my high school knew. Not everybody, like only a handful of people knew, because I think my sister, they knew it's about my sister, but like we have the same mom, so it was kind of easy to like connect the dots. But yeah, I really, really do not like the whole I'm so sorry for your loss thing. Like, I know it's like good intention, I understand that, but this happened 8 years ago. I was 10. I'm not saying that, oh, it doesn't have an effect on my life. It, trust me when I say it does, like it does for sure. But it happened a while back, and even then I didn't want the I'm so sorry for your loss. I don't like the whole pity thing. It may not seem like it's pity to you, but to me it does. And I'm the only person that actually matters in this situation. Sorry. If you have experienced the same thing, that's the only time that I would want to even hear anything, because I know that you understand it. This is something that if you haven't gone through it, you cannot understand it, even if you try so fucking hard. And the only way you can understand something like this is if you have gone through the same thing. And I do not wish that upon anyone. So I do not even want you to understand. So, like, be very grateful that you do not understand. But if you do, we can always talk about it. Not really talk about it, though. I'll just give you advice and be like, and you give me advice and we move on with life. But the whole, I'm so sorry that happened to you. If you have already sent it, just go and delete it. I'm not even going to open the text. If I've already seen it, I'll pretend like I didn't see it. Just go and unsend that text or delete it. I don't want it, honestly. Yeah, many people don't know about this, honestly. I think it's a very huge part of my life because it does explain many of my behaviors. But then again, many people don't know me. So do they really need to know, you know, why I am the way I am? I don't know. But yeah, just save it, honestly. Even if that's not the intent, I really don't want it. I don't tell people about this. People in my uni, the only people that knew are my sister's friends. Anybody else, I have never opened my mouth to tell anybody anything. Nope. So me even coming here to say it is because you guys are my best friends. But still, don't send me, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. Good intention, but I don't want it. Love you guys so very much. Thank you for listening. can't wait to record the grief episode and the last one, which is kind of like comic relief. First one is kind of deep. Second one, too fucking deep. Third one, let's have some comic relief. But that's really all that I want to say. If you have experienced, you know, this, I'm so sorry for your loss, honestly. And it's not easy. It's not fun. It's very painful, very sad. It's just terrible, honestly. And this is one of the reasons why I have a problem with the everything happens for a reason statement. Because some people that haven't experienced this, they're always like, well, everything happens for a reason. Like, look at you now. You're like so independent and all of that. But like, it's bullshit. Don't say that to me. Don't say that to anybody. It's rude. I hate that. Fuck all of you if you say that, honestly. But that's all that I have to say for this episode. My mood just went like down at the end because I'm just remembering somebody saying everything happens for a reason for something like this. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up. But yeah, you guys are my like for real besties now because I just gave you one fucking deep shit that has happened in my life. And I even gave you the story. Now, we are actually locked in. Fashy, all of that. We are locked in. I know everybody calls their internet people best friends, but we're kind of locked in. And I'll see you guys in part two of the series, talking about grief. Brace yourself. Anyways, bye, my loves. Love you guys so very much. And we'll talk soon.